Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. I guess Jason and I need to give a little props to our guy Jimmy, who went to Roosevelt with us, who said right off the bat that Buzz Williams was going to be the head coach at the University of Maryland. Remember the text messages
he was all over
that
it?
We read?
Yeah, remember I told you he sent a text saying that his buddy is the uncle of one of the assistant coaches at A&M.
I do remember that, yeah.
And that the assistant coach had said, we're on our way to College Park.
Sometimes.
And I called BS on it. I said, whatever. So we bet lunch.
Okay, well, you lose lunch.
So I told him I'll buy him a Happy Meal from McDonald's.
Sometimes you get sources in unlikely places that actually give you good information.
It was legitimate, and then, of course, it gained legs over the next few days after that. And, yeah, it happened.
I mean, it's about as good a hire as you're going to get, especially with the trying circumstances with the situation they're in at College Park.
You couldn't ask for better.
To land Buzz Williams
he's an upgrade.
Yeah,
he's an upgrade.
I think it's a great move. I think
so. Two of their last three hires been from Texas A&M.
Yeah, Turge.
Turgeon. Mm-hmm.
Isn't that funny that Buzz followed Turge and Buzz is following Turge again? We're not right after him, but he's following Turge.
Yeah, I think it's a great hire. He's taken teams to the NCAA tournament.
Does it all time.
11 out of 18 seasons.
Does it all time.
The last three seasons with Texas A&M, had success at Virginia Tech before that, at Marquette before that. So Buzz Williams lands. We just put it up as our poll of the day, brought to you by Surfside Iced Tea and Vodka, Surfside Lemonade and Vodka. They are the perfect addition to any gathering. Each can only 100 calories. Zero carbonation for easy sipping. You can find Surfside at your local bars and a convenient variety. 8-packs at your local liquor stores. Must be 21. Please drink responsibly.
Look, college basketball programs and their success kind of go beyond how good the coach is now because of the portal and how much money you can spend on it. I mean, he's won everywhere he's gone. Now, he's been to one Elite Eight with Marquette. The college basketball was much different back then. The last 6 years at A&M, the last 3 years, he went to the tournament. Didn't get past the second round, but maybe that was kind of out of his control. But we kind of speculated, why would a guy leave an SEC school with so many resources to come to a school that, was not paying a lot of resources or didn't have a lot of resources for the basketball program? Maybe that's changed. Maybe he left A&M because he was having an issue, same type of issue that Willard was having here. Maybe
football school versus basketball school.
Maybe he didn't get along with Trev Alberts. I don't know. Who knows? But he's leaving, and he's coming here, and he wins wherever he goes.
He's a winner.
He's a winner. He wins 20 games. I got this from a guy that's pretty high up in the Virginia Tech athletic programs or athletic department. And I asked him, what type of guy is he, blah, blah, blah. He says, I absolutely love him. Different guy, but extremely intelligent. I got along with him great. He's demanding, extremely tough on his team. Now all that matters is how much he negotiated for his revenue share and NIL to pay them.
You didn't let me get to the poll of the day. The actual poll of the day is, do you like the hire? So you can vote at Junks Radio on the Junkies poll of the day, brought to you by Surfside. By the way, EB's pummeling cupcakes that I had left over from our kids' birthday party. Surfsides were a huge hit for the adults who popped over.
I'm sure
most didn't stay.
Yeah.
There was like one dad who awkwardly stayed for about 15 minutes.
Okay.
Nice guy. I like him. But I was like, you don't have to stay.
Right. It's all good. We
got this
covered.
And then he was like, all right, I'll go and I'll come back.
Right.
Because it's that age when you don't know if you're supposed to stay at a birthday party. It's like, bounce.
Right.
Go live a little bit.
No need to linger. We're good here. Got this.
So do you like the hire? You can vote or call us at 800-636-1067 or vote at Junks Radio. Our pal Mike Lonergan, who coached here locally, said on X, Maryland will be fine after a home run hire of Buzz. He's a top five coach. He can recruit, develop, and coach. Not many can do all three. His teams play D like Houston and rebound like Michigan State. And then he said he lost his first Division I game to the Junkies' favorite coach on March 7th, 2006. Is that him or is that Bray?
That's got to be him. I mean, he's got to be talking about him.
I would think.
He's talking about when he was at New Orleans. So I don't know if... I don't remember the game, but yeah, he's talking about himself.
I could look it up and see. Is this when he was at Vermont?
Yeah.
I could look up and see their schedule.
Anyway, do think it's a good hire if you want to chime in. 800-636-1067.
I think it's a home run.
Now he's got to assemble a team.
Yeah. I mean,
I know people worry about his staff. He's got to hit that portal and maybe somehow keep Rice, who entered the portal. That's the big one.
You got a shot. Yeah.
We'll see.
But you need a bunch of guys.
I mean, Gillespie's already gone. He's officially with Tennessee.
Get ready to start spending that portal money.
Six and five other players entered the portal. So
didn't any of his guys from Texas A&M going to come here?
Yeah, I was going to say one of the forwards entered the portal. So I don't know if he's going to come here and follow Buzz. But there are rumors that some of his players are going to go follow him to Maryland.
Nice. He had a bunch of seniors on his team, too. So they were going to be in kind of a rebuild.
Forgot to mention that Maryland, one of their commits, just decommitted, who was supposed to be a highly touted freshman coming in.
He was a four-star guy.
He was a four-star guy.
Yeah.
I think he was a bigger guard, kind of like a three.
But now it's up for grabs. We'll see. But it was so critical, so good that they announced this, come to terms, whatever, when they did. Because it couldn't go on much longer.
Yeah, that's what Randall Childress said on the show yesterday.
Yeah.
Now, he said he didn't think that a credible coach would come in without an AD. I guess they got him without the AD.
He thought that Buzz might do it. It would be the exception, kind of. But, yeah, I had a question about it. I almost wonder if they didn't give him assurance that he could have maybe a say in whatever AD they bring in.
And he got a six-year deal. So must have been a good offer.
Yeah.
Like
sure.
Maryland must have stepped up and said, look, behind closed doors, they're probably like, we're in a tough spot here. If we have to overpay a little bit, probably have to overpay.
Mm-hmm.
We have to show the world that we have some stability here with what's gone on in the past.
I think it puts them right
two
on the
or
map.
3 weeks.
And I think Childress, I think it was Randolph that we had yesterday that said, let's be honest, Maryland's going to suck next year.
Right.
I think it takes sucking out of the equation. It might
probably
not be great.
I mean, it depends on the players
he's
just can bring
he's
in.
Just a proven coach. Like, I think he's going to find a way to put a team out there and grind at some wins.
Looks like his players love him. I saw a clip online
pretty passionate
three of
guy,
his players
man.
Oh he's fired
and
yeah he's
one
fired.
Of the guys was like that guy right there he's the best coach I've ever been around it's like I don't care what anybody says he's the best coach
so did
these
Lonergan say he had his first win against him because he did and Vermont did beat
New Orleans
in week one
that's probably
like
March 2006
that's what he was talking about
I thought maybe he was referencing Bray I didn't know it's like I assume that Lonergan was saying that he was our favorite coach, but Bray gets a lot of love here, too, from you DeMatha boys. So
Yeah, but then he was only at New Orleans for a year. Then went to Marquette and was uber successful there. Got to the Elite Eight. And
Valdez, how are you feeling?
Virginia Tech.
I know you're a Maryland guy. You were just kind of – the whole thought of losing Willard was so upsetting to you. But I think they rallied. I think we got a better guy. At the end of the day, I think it's an upgrade.
I think Buzz has a better resume than Willard, but I still think Willard at the end could be a better coach than Buzz. I think Buzz is a very high floor, low ceiling kind of hire.
Which is good.
And it's probably the best kind of Band-Aid that you could have.
High floor, high ceiling?
Low ceiling. I don't like that.
High floor, low ceiling.
Mm.
Like,
so you don't think he can take him to a Final Four?
I think he can.
Not anytime soon.
He's been coaching forever, and he's only been to one Elite Eight. I mean, it's not easy to go to the Final Four.
But isn't that more than what Willard accomplished?
Well, Willard was here for 20 minutes.
Okay, but he was at Seton Hall a bunch of years.
That's not fair. Dude, going to the Final Four is that's
it's
so difficult.
It's hard, but I think he's...
Look at the teams that are in the Final Four.
I think he's capable if he has the talent. He's capable.
Yeah, I mean, it's all about putting together a roster.
I think if the stars align, he can do it.
Yeah.
But it takes kind of a miracle season to do it. I just... It's
so
not
upset.
A very... It's like I'm... The situation... It's the best move in the situation that they're in. Mm-hmm. And I recognize that. Like, you're not... And I realize... Dwayne's probably a little too green. Tony's probably a little too green. But I don't know. I can't worry about 5 years from now when he wants to leave.
Right. Got to worry about right now.
I got to worry about right now.
Don't worry about that.
Got to worry about the aftermath of the Willard
departure.
No, you're
right. I mean, they weren't going to go out and hire Dwayne and Tony just because of that reason.
Right.
Bray, they thought he's mid-60s, kind of past his prime. Some of these other names that came up, it just didn't fit.
I want to worry about year five, like when he gets antsy and kind of wants to move on again, because that he has a track record of that. But I'm trying to tell myself to be in the moment.
Yeah, I think it's at minimum, it's a push with Willard is the way I see it. And I actually think Buzz is a little bit better.
I think he's an upgrade, actually.
I think so, too.
I think Buzz has a better resume than Willard, but I still think Willard is a better
bigger
coach.
Upside.
Than,
I saw that weasel on, do you see the interview that he did on, I think it was
Willard?
It was Casey Jacobson.
No.
And
he's dead to me.
I can't remember who it was. I don't care about him one iota.
People despise Willard now.
I think it might have been at halftime of the game, because Villanova's competing in the crown. Bunch of the, Georgetown won their first game. GW lost first
they
game.
They lost to Boise, yeah.
And he's such a weasel.
Sure, people care. Well, the crown basketball.
I know, but I saw Willard, and he was on there for, 5 minutes.
Yeah.
I think he called it one of the best, one of the best jobs in the country, and he had his opportunity he had to take.
He also
said about Maryland, by the way.
Yeah. I think he was winless.
He didn't pummel Maryland. He said nice things about Maryland, but... You just saw how disingenuous he had been, which we already know during the whole process, because he still was making it seem like he hadn't talked to people.
He's a villain.
Well, he played both sides, too. Yeah. I mean, he hammered Maryland's AD, and then after the fact, when he left, he said, my guy's gone who I really liked. I mean, he was playing both sides. You didn't know what to believe that came out of his mouth.
I think, because didn't Maryland play Villanova up in Brooklyn?
At Barclays Center, I think.
Yeah. I actually think that's when the courting started happening.
Right. Maybe it did.
When doubt it, we had the one guy call in and said he was at a bar in Park City, and he heard in February that he was going to Villanova.
If Villanova and Maryland are good in the next 2 or 3 years, if the selection committee has a quarter of a brain amongst them, you got to put them in the same region so those two teams could potentially play each other.
The one thing I'll say,
that would be great theater.
I don't want to be in the business of defending. The one thing I'll say watching that interview, he's drawn to Big East basketball.
That's fine. Said, you know what? If he's drawn to it, go.
He
go
did.
To
That's fine.
Who cares?
Be happy with all your money and no football team, and I hope your team's at the bottom of the standings every year.
He clearly felt it was a better situation, and we'll see. I mean, who knows?
Maybe
he just didn't want to be at a football school.
What I will say,
I think that's probably a big
Buzz's point. Style of basketball for the first 2 years, especially next year, because Maryland is so behind the eight ball in terms of players and recruiting and the portal.
You think it'll help?
It's definitely going to help, because you don't need to be the most skillful player to rebound, play defense, play bully ball, ugly basketball. So I think they'll be a lot better with Buzz in year one than with another coach.
Yeah, his Virginia Tech teams were really good 3-point shooting teams, but they didn't score a ton of points. A&M didn't score a ton of points, but they play tough defense. He's going to recruit tough kids.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of just like his mindset. So
I think he's going to put together also a credible team year one, even though he's behind the eight ball.
Yeah, I'm sure they're.
Whereas
working on it, I'm sure, the last 48 hours.
If you had Dwayne or Tony and those guys, and I'm sure they're great recruiters too, I don't know that they could put together as credible team as I think he will. I don't know.
I don't know, because it might just come down to money.
Under the gun. Well, money's a big part.
It probably just comes down to money at this point. So what is Maryland? The thing that he may benefit from is, and when Cakes was talking about the contract negotiations, none of us know how it works, is if Kevin Willard had, we all said he had leverage, right? So when Willard was talking to Maryland, he apparently was getting more salary and he was getting more of this NIL money. Ultimately, it wasn't enough. He wanted to leave for Villanova.
I think he's.
But I would imagine that Buzz just kind of inherited that package. And they, well, we were willing to give Willard $5 million, so here you go. And
well,
we were willing
to give him. He was already making seven.
Right.
So they get, I mean, and I guarantee you got a pay raise.
Yeah, whatever it is. And then
he's got to be one
and then
of the top
whatever
five
they agreed
coaches.
To with Willard in terms of increasing the money spent on players, mm-hmm. said, look, we were going to give him $7 million in budget. Here you go. This is what you got to work with.
Yeah, but it's
yeah, but the
still
cupboard's
late.
Bare.
We'll it's
yeah,
still
the
late.
Cupboard's
That's what
bare.
You don't understand. It's yeah, late.
I understand that, but there are players in the portal. So if you simply say, hey, we're willing to give you $2 million.
Yeah, the pick through.
Yeah, yeah, it's picked over.
Not that many guys have committed already.
I don't think there have been that many.
A lot of guys have entered the portal. Not that many people have committed already.
Right.
The only thing that I worry about, I mean, Texas A&M has one of the biggest athletic budgets in the country. It's top five, easy. Right. Now, look, most of that goes to football. But how much more money is Buzz going to get at Maryland than Texas A&M already had carved out for basketball?
We don't know.
That's what doesn't make a lot of sense to me. And
it doesn't make sense.
I have a hard time believing that Texas Tech invested more in basketball than Texas A&M did.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean,
And Texas Tech had a great basketball program, so I don't understand what the issue was for Buzz in Texas.
Maybe part of it was that...
Unless there was a personality thing. I mean, there could be
people on that more.
And yeah, I mean, maybe he didn't get along with Trev Alberts.
And the football
Trev Alberts
program
has only been there a year.
The football program there is so big. It's like a monster compared to the basketball program. And that's not the case at Maryland.
But it is at all the SEC schools, and they just dominated the tournament we were watching.
Yeah, but still, you want to be the top dog.
Maybe just wanted to get out away from that, the specter of that football program. Because the Texas A&M imprint on college football is way bigger than Maryland's and always will be. So maybe that's
right.
part of his
The influx
calculation.
Of cash, you can see it with what it's doing to SEC athletics. They're taking all the football money and sinking it into basketball.
Right.
There's a reason why the SEC is so good at basketball all of a sudden.
Yeah, I mean.
It just doesn't, to me, add up why he's leaving if it's not a personality thing.
It's a combo of things. But I think it does make sense because football's way smaller at Maryland. It's just
or
not even
maybe
close.
Or maybe yeah, but they're
he's
still
the
they're, they still have to pay more the majority of the money
right.
to football.
That's true.
He
That's
knows
fine,
that.
But he's gonna get it. He's gonna get plenty. I think he'll get plenty.
Why That's Willard didn't?
I think Willard just wanted to leave. I think all that NIL stuff. I don't have enough money, and then it's whining. I think Willard just wanted to leave.
And that was just an excuse.
I think Willard is a bitch.
That was just an excuse.
I think Willard is a bitch.
He's definitely a weasel.
He might be a weasel.
Clearly a weasel.
But he clearly wasn't getting the money he thought he could compared to other schools.
Yeah, but I think EB brought this up a few days ago.
NIL
when they called his bluff.
And by the way, NIL is different than revenue sharing. It's a different world now. NIL is from donors and mm-hmm. others. They build a collective.
Understood.
Revenue sharing is the money that the school brings in.
Understood.
And they can give a certain percentage to basketball and football. And
I understand the difference.
Yeah, but this
and
that's
also endorsement money they can pull out for guys.
Okay, but that's on them and their agents. Just in terms of Willard.
Can help arrange that, I'm sure.
Sure, I'm sure they have someone on staff that does it. But just in terms of Willard and getting the money from the school, maybe he felt like he wasn't getting enough compared to football. And that's why Villanova said, well, we'll give you what you want.
I'm sure that's part
maybe,
of it.
Maybe, but don't you think if Maryland matched it, he was still going to leave?
Yes.
Like, I feel like,
I think
EB
departing.
Used the term like maybe. A bluff. I think they called his bluff and they said, okay, you know, the first time he had that presser and
but
he expressed his unhappiness,
but
right?
But that could have been a personality issue.
Maybe
if Maryland said, we'll give you exactly what Villanova has given you, he might have said, yeah, but I don't really like you. So I'm going to
That's what I think
sure.
happened.
Yeah, I'm sure.
No, he wanted the court of public opinion on his side as he was leaving.
Yeah, he was leaving.
He was leaving
a long time ago.
And he wanted people to be like, oh, you had it so bad there.
Right.
We feel so sorry for you.
Yeah, right. I know. But what I'm saying, and you're right, but what I'm saying is I guarantee you that relationship soured over the last three years.
I'm sure that was part of it.
And that's one of the reasons he wanted out.
And I think he was so used to being at a non-football school mm-hmm. at Seton Hall for so long, I think he underestimated how much of a give and take that was going to be coming to Maryland and having to deal with that.
Well,
and after a while, he just got sick of it.
And it's obvious Villanova is a basketball school. It's not a football school.
Right.
Maryland is not. It's a basketball school, but it's got FBS football.
It's got Big Ten football.
The majority of the money is going to football.
Right.
So maybe he
just didn't like. I feel like he just didn't want to have to deal with
that
anymore.
You might be right. Yeah.
Back to Buzz.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North convenience stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
He may have just left because of the timing of his players.
I'm sure
he's losing eight players to graduation,
yeah,
including his star, Wade Taylor, that he was going to have a down year next year. And maybe it was just the timing of it, like, hey, I can move to Maryland. This is going to be a better situation for me. Even though we believe the cupboard is bare, maybe he just thought that he'd be better off in Maryland. And maybe,
well,
in his experience, he just thinks Maryland's a better basketball school.
Well, it is a better basketball school.
It's a basketball school at the end of the day. I mean, they have football that that takes up a tremendous amount of resources. But at the end of the day, I think people understand it's a basketball school. Mm. You're going to, I just think he's going to be starting over at Texas A&M or might as well start over at Maryland. Why not? You're starting over at both places. Get more money. Get more leverage. Start all over. Stay ahead of the Ziggy.
And you're a hot commodity in Maryland. Whereas you've been in College Station for 5 years.
Yeah.
You might be start 6 years. You're ready to start. You're welcome there.
And I question. I mean, listen. Maybe he will leave in 4 years or 5 years. Is he going to keep doing that? Every 5 years going to leave? I don't know. At some point, you might settle down. I don't know.
But you can't worry about 5 years down the road.
I'm not. You know, I think it's a great hire.
You got to worry about the next 2-3 years, and then you can worry about 5 years, and you know when it gets to that stage. But well, it's going to be interesting.
Again, if you want to chime in, 800-636-1067. Do you like the hire of Buzz Williams? You can also vote on our Surfside Junkies poll of the day at Junks Radio. We'll be right back.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.
Hey, everyone. Quick shout-out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high-quality meats, or just a quick, healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.